How's my voice sounds? Okay? Well, I know you probably will have a hard time with my accents. Yes, I know that. But one of the things that we're trying to do is that our voice can be projected so that people can hear or listen well the proclamation of the gospel and also our homilies and our prayers. And this is an experiment that I'm doing with you. Because we have been getting a lot of complaints. Can you believe that? The gospel today, it is, reminds me when I came to St. Francis Seminary. 23 years ago, I came to St. Francis Seminary to pursue the priesthood. I get ordained in 2005, so I've been ordained close to 16 years. So, and 6 years ago, I was kicked out of the priesthood for 5 or 6 months for anger management. Yes, Father Norvig for anger management, yes. One of the things that I learned that I was performing or I was showing anger to the people when I was angry with myself. And you know, we from Latin America, we speak with our hands when we don't know what to do, and then probably that intimidated too many people. And so I had to go for anger management treatment. And when I came back, one of the things that the archdiocese said to me, you need to learn how to be a priest in the United States. I don't know you, but to be priest in the United States, I believe, is the same way to be priest in China or in Europe. But anyway, I did that. And I did that because I learned a lot about myself. And I learned a lot because of this gospel. How many of you, those who are older than me, a little bit more, how many of you, your parents said to you that you have to be the greatest, that you have to be the best in everything that you do? How many of your parents said that to you? Come on, don't be afraid. That you have to be the first. I remember that many kids, I don't know how many subjects you have in a school, but I know that from 8 subjects that we go and get evaluated, I remember that if I get 7 A's and 1 D or 1 F, my parents were complaining with me about that F. They never pay attention to the 7 A's because you have to be the best. How many of you have Green Bay Packers season tickets? How many of you bought the season tickets for the Green Bay Packers? It's over there. And you buy that because you want one of the greatest seats, no? And how many of you bought the Brewers season pass ticket for the Brewers? And I believe that next year, I think the fire survey had to be a little bit bigger. I don't know how they're going to expand because everybody will like to have a ticket for the Milwaukee Bucks because we want the best view. And that's how we grew up. Who wants to be seated at the right and the left hand of Jesus Christ? Who wants to be seated? If you ask me, I prefer to be seated on the last. I don't want to be seated on the left and on the right because that doesn't belongs to me to be seated at the right or the left. It belongs to God to decide that. And when I say that, do I deserve to be seated on the right and on the left of Jesus Christ? I will say no. The priest doesn't want to be sitting next to Jesus. Yes, I will say no. Because I'm a sinner. I don't want to be recognized because I know there is more people better than me. And that's what we have to recognize. And when I say better than me, is that I always, when I want to be seated on the left and the right, if I follow everything that the law said to me, do I follow the law of the Ten Commandments? That's what the gospel today taught me in a way of anger management. Not just because I was showing the anger, it's because we sometimes act like the sons of the Zebedee, that we want always to be the best because that's why we grew up. This morning I didn't say anything, but I'm glad that this in the 10:30 mass, these people sitting in the front pew. 7:30, there were no people sitting in the front pew. So I was thinking to sell church season tickets to see how many I can get in the front pew. And say that how many of you would like to be seated at the right and the left, you have to be seated in the first pew of the church. And see how many of them will do that. I know. Father, you are teaching to my children something that, I don't know, they're going to complain with me. It's not that. That we have to recognize the good that they can do. That in the same way that you complain about those one subject that they got F, celebrating the 7 A's that they receive in those subjects. Because we are not perfect. I ask you, who wants of you wants to be crucified next to Jesus? Who wants to be crucified on the right and the left of Jesus Christ? See, I don't see any of you raising your hands. Father, I don't want to die and I don't want to be crucified. But that will be an honor for me to be crucified next to Jesus. Because in that way, I can steal heaven. You know why I can steal heaven? Because Jesus will recognize me and he will say to me, today you will be with me in paradise. So, who wants to be the slave? We talk about slavery. We talk about all of that. We talk about freedom. We talk about equality. Do we leave that? We still not have any equality. We still having people as a slave. And you know what? I prefer to be the slave of Jesus Christ. And that's another thing that I learned. I learned that I came and decided to become a priest. Not because I want the power that many of my brother priests like to use. That's the power of this color. That wherever you go, they take the priest and they say, where I can see the priest, that I can look good. No. I became a priest because I want to serve Jesus Christ. And I want to serve you. And in the same way I serve you, I serve myself. So think about it. It is good to tell our children that they have to be good. Yes, that they need to be the first. Yes, but with a humble of heart, honest, and with the love that Jesus showed to us.